You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week's episode is for all those moms and dads out there that just need to know that someone else out there is struggling too. If this sounds like you, then tune in, guys, because I'm having a crappy week and I'm going to share. Hey guys, you're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This is your lovely host, Megan Poteet. So our episode today is going to be a little different than most of our episodes. I've really been kind of struggling this week. I've been like racking my brain. What do I want to talk about? And I kind of, each week I talk about something that I'm passionate about. So sometimes I think of something and I'm like, I'm just not really feeling that topic this week. So it's not that I'm running out of ideas. It's just, I just haven't been feeling it, you know? I really just kind of go with what I feel led to talk about each week. And I think there's definitely some like preordained, predestined reasons for that. Maybe there's someone out there that just really needs to hear a certain episode, a certain week or something. I know, I sound a little crazy. But, like I said, I've just been struggling this week. Nothing's really been jumping out at me. And I kind of just had a moment today. And I was like, you know what? I think I need to talk about this. And so today we are going to not really talk about anything specifically. I just want to share with you guys this kind of just crazy week and a lot of stress that I have going on, because I feel like a lot of times as moms we get in our own heads and we think that we're alone. And I know you've probably heard lots of people say, oh, you're not alone. Lots of people feel that way. And you hear that and you're like, yeah, that's probably true. But it's so different when you have someone tell you, like, no, seriously, this crap is going on in my life. And then you get to sit there and go, oh my gosh, I really am not alone. And so I just feel really led today to kind of just share my crap, because I think it's going to make someone else out there feel better, because they're going to be able to relate to it and go, man, I'm in the exact same boat. Or maybe you're not in the exact same boat, but maybe you just kind of, you know, you're feeling similar. And so today I am kind of venting a little bit, but, so please don't be like, oh my gosh, I'm not listening to this episode and turn off. If you're in a really, really good place, then yeah, maybe this isn't the episode for you this week. But you know what? I've definitely like bookmarked this one. I would save it on your, because you're subscribed. You're all subscribers, of course. So go and save this episode, because there's going to be those days. There's going to be those days, guys, where you just, you need to hear that someone else's day sucks as much as yours. And so that's what we're doing today. We're talking about how much parenting can suck sometimes. Oh, but it's going to be fun, I promise. And it's going to be a little comical, because if there's nothing I do better in life, it's laughing at myself. So I will share my crap, but be slightly amusing about it. But before we dive into all of my crap, I hope you all are having an awesome November. We're halfway through at this point, which is a little crazy, right? Like, the holidays are coming, and it's just kind of craziness. But just a couple reminders. I hope you all are doing your thankfulness turkeys. If you don't know what I'm talking about, a couple episodes ago, I'm trying to remember what the episode was called, maybe like Season of Thankfulness, something like that. I talked about an awesome tradition that we're doing in our house for the first time this year. I've done it a few years with kids when I was a teacher in the past, but this is the first time we're doing it as a family in our house. We made ourselves a turkey, and it's just cut out of construction paper and taped on our wall. You could get super creative. You guys can make one out of clay. I think it would be super cute to take a pumpkin and like paint it brown and maybe get a smaller pumpkin and make it the head and, you know, run like a dowel rod through it so they're together, and then stick your feathers on. But anyway, so you have a turkey, and then every day your goal is to take a feather, or, you know, ours are pieces of construction paper. You could even just do colorful post-it notes if you wanted to, and like put them on the wall in the shape of a feather or something. But anyways, you're supposed to write down something you're thankful for every day. We've been doing every day, and I think there's something super rewarding and beautiful about it. If you felt like that was a little too daunting, you could do maybe, we're doing every day for the whole month. You could do every day for just a week. You could just do, write down three things you're thankful for and just put them on there on Thanksgiving Day and kind of talk about it. I really love doing it every day because I think it's really preparing our hearts for Thanksgiving. And I get more into details about that. I don't want to completely, you know, redo that episode today. But I hope you all are doing your turkeys because it really is amazing. And just the more and more we get into November, and once we've been getting past like our obvious things we're thankful for, you know, our house and each other and our pets and our jobs. And once we get past that, we've really started been trying to, what am I really thankful for? You know, we've had to like really think about it. And we've started coming up with things that I don't think we really knew that we were thankful for. And it's really been making us reflect. And it's been really amazing. And it's really been amazing to read each other's feathers, because I think it kind of helps us see where each other's at. And it's just unbelievably rewarding, and it's been really fun. So I have pictures on Instagram you can go check out of our turkey, and please post your own pictures and just tag them hashtag thankfulness turkey, and I will go check them out and leave you guys some comments. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and hear all about my crappy week. All right, stay tuned. Hey guys, we're back. All right, so I just had this moment today. So let me kind of paint the picture, all right? My son just turned 11 months old this past week on the 12th. So we're in like that last month, right? That last month before he's a year old. And it's kind of like this is his last month of being a baby. And then he's going to be, you know, Mr. Toddler. And that has been really, it's been difficult. It's been really difficult for me. I told you guys a little bit about it last week when we talked about planning the first birthday. And the plans are going good. But yeah, it's just, it's hard. It's hard to kind of swallow that your baby's turning one thing. That's a little difficult. This past week, we had the really unfortunate event. Some people have been targeting gas stations, and they've been stealing people's credit and debit card numbers, and we had ours stolen, and it was, and I'm not trying to throw PayPal under the bus, but if it was a regular debit card, it wouldn't have been such a big deal, but we have a PayPal debit card, and how that works is basically any money you have in your PayPal you can use with the debit card, and then ours is set up that after we use our funds on our PayPal card, then it dips into our bank account. And so occasionally, you know, we use it. And we had some funds in our PayPal, and so my husband gave it to me. He was like, hey, use this to fill up the car. I was like, okay, sweet. And so our number got stolen, and somebody didn't make a small purchase with the stolen number. They made a very large purchase, and we're not like the richest people, but we're not, you know, we're okay. We're doing okay. But the amount, oddly enough, that they took was just enough to make us like, you know, razor tight now. Everything is, we've been super tight, and we've been skimping on a lot of things because we're waiting for this to be resolved, because when it's a PayPal card, there's no way for them to stop the charge from going through, so it has to get processed, and then, so since ours gets taken out of our bank account, then they can like credit it back to our PayPal account, and then we have to transfer it from the PayPal account to our bank account. So we're talking like, you know, a week and a half long process. I mean, this is, you gotta get this to clear and then that to clear and then this to move over there. It's just a long ordeal. And so, obviously we weren't planning this, and we have bills and other things, and it's the holiday season, and we have our son's birthday coming up, and it's just been, it's been really tight. And so that's been super stressful and obnoxious. And then on top of that, my husband got promoted, which is really, really great. But he doesn't get as much overtime anymore. And so I currently am not working, a little stay-at-home mama. And so that has kind of, you know, rearranged our budget already. So needless to say, things have been a little, we've been kind of holding our breath and trying to skimp where we can. And it's been really stressful. And with the birthday going on, and then there's just been like, I get like this every year. I get towards like the end of the year and I start like analyzing, kind of, you know, taking an inventory. And we've been doing our thankfulness turkey, which, like I said, has been really rewarding and great. But then there's like, it is also making me realize like the areas I'm really kind of struggling in. Like, I'm not doing as great of a job cleaning the house as I would like to. I am almost to a year since I had my son, and I still don't have a regular exercising regimen, and that was really important to me, is I wanted to get on a regular routine of exercising. You know, if we have other kids, I want to make sure that I'm healthy and in a place, a good place, to have them. And I think now that I've had one kid, I kind of know, like, okay, what to expect from the next pregnancy. And, like, when I had my son, I gained a lot more weight than I really planned on it, and I was super tired all the time. And I know, like, if we have another child and I have a toddler, like, I'm not going to be able to take those daily afternoon naps, and, you know, I'm not going to be able to be as tired, and I need to be more on top of it. And not that we're pregnant, but I just am trying to kind of be ready for when we do want to try to get pregnant. I'm ready, you know? And so I'm just kind of a little depressed about that, that I just haven't been doing so great exercising. And there's part of me that's really stressed because I know when we stop nursing after he turns one, I'm not sure if we're going to wean right away. I really don't want to. I want to keep going. And then some members of my family are kind of, I don't want to say pressuring me, because they're not, but you can just tell, like, they feel like it's a little awkward if I go past when he turns one. And like, even my husband, he's like, you know, he's like, it's up to you. He's like, but it is a little weird. And so I, like, don't want to make people uncomfortable, but I'm not really ready to start weaning him. And then there's that really selfish part of me that knows, like, when I stop weaning him, you know, when you breastfeed, that's anywhere between 300 to 500 calories a day that you're burning just from nursing. And so basically you're burning those calories, you're not doing anything. And I think that's why I haven't been exercising. Like, kind of in the back of my head, I've been like, well, you know, I'm at least burning these many calories a day. And so there's part of me that's scared. I'm like, okay, if I start weaning him in a few months, like, am I gonna start picking up all this weight because I'm not gonna be nursing? And that's been kind of freaking me out. So, and then I think there's always the balance, and I don't know about you mamas out there, but I've really been struggling with finding that balance, and some days are better than others, but like, when you are nursing, you know, that's a demand on your physical body, and you have this child that is you know, physically demanding something from you, and all day long he wants held and comforted and fed, and I feel like all day I'm just like, you know, I'm present. Don't get me wrong, I'm present with my son and I love it and enjoy it, but by the end of the day there are days where I'm like, man, I just feel like I've kind of been in autopilot, like I have no connection to my body. It's just been doing service for someone else. And then my husband gets home and he wants certain services from my body as well. And sometimes I'm like, man, everybody wants a piece of me, but what about me? And I feel like I get lost a little bit in the shuffle. And not that there aren't things in my life that are mine, you know, I mean, this podcast, for example. So it's not like I want to say I'm losing my identity. I just kind of feel like I'm losing dibs on my body sometimes. Like sometimes I just want to like throw my hands up and be like, hey, this is mine. Like I'm the person living in it. You know, who are all of you people who think you get to own a piece of it, you know? And so I think the accumulation of all this stuff going on has just kind of driven me a little crazy this week, and I've just really been struggling with it all, and it's just kind of getting a little consuming. And all I can say is I feel like today I was actually just right before I recorded this, I was trying to put my son down for a nap. And he goes down for naps for my husband. When my husband has his day off and he's home, he'll put him down for naps. And he goes down for him like a piece of cake. He will not go down for naps for me unless I nurse him to sleep. And I've been trying to break that habit because it's not a good habit and it's not always convenient. And so I'm in there trying to get him to go to sleep, And finally I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put you in your crib. You're going to cry. I'm sorry. And he had this little ball in his hand. And so I left him in there and he kind of calms down. I can hear him in there and he's playing. I'm like, well, whatever. At least he's in his room and he's playing. He's, you know, has some downtime. That's fine. Well, then he starts crying hysterically again. And so I come in and I try to start rocking him and shushing him and helping him calm down. He's just not calming down. And I happen to look down and his ball was on the floor. And I'm like, oh, did you drop your ball? And it was just that moment of kind of stopping what I'm doing and looking around, and I saw the ball and I picked it up and I gave it to him and he grabbed it and then he just laid his head on my shoulder and he started falling asleep and he was happy. And I was like, okay, maybe I just need to pause. I just need to slow down sometimes, take that moment to kind of take things in. Now, granted, like 5 minutes later, he turned his head to face the other way on my shoulder and he smacked his tooth on this hard plastic ball and then he started to profusely cry. So, I'm not saying that pausing and taking things in is going to fix the situation because you never know, something's going to just come flying out of the corner and smack you in the mouth, or be right in your hand apparently and smack you in the mouth. So then he profusely cried for like another 15 minutes and then he finally fell asleep in my arms and I put him in the crib. And while I was sitting there rocking him to sleep and he was whimpering in my arms, I'm sitting there going, I need to podcast about this. I need to tell someone that it's going to be okay, because I'm sure there is a mama out there in the exact same place and she's probably about to scream and she needs someone else to tell her about her crap. I really don't know what it is. There is something magical about just hearing other people talk about how crappy their day is, you know, because it really makes you feel like, okay, maybe I don't have it so bad, or maybe you do have it bad, but someone else has it bad too. That just makes you feel better. But you have to hear the details though, right? Like if someone just says, I understand, like, no, that's not the same. It's like we have to compare. So when someone else is sitting there talking about their crap, you're probably sitting there secretly being like, oh man, that really does suck. Or, oh no, their crap doesn't compare to my crap. you know. But I can't tell you the countless times I've just like felt so much better after hearing someone else vent about their day. Isn't that horrible? It sounds so horrible to say it out loud, but it's so, so true. And I think it's great. I think it's fine. I think that's is women and men. I'm not excluding the men in the audience because men, you guys need to vent too. And you need to hear that someone else has crap in their life too. I think that's, we all need like a little community, you know, to kind of share that. And I absolutely love at our church, I have basically a MOPS group, a mother of preschoolers, but we call it something else. It's not run through that organization. It's ran through our church, but we all have like a group within the big group. And so we all have like each other's emails and we can email all week. And I just feel so good sometimes when I send out an email and I'm like, girls, I'm like, I seriously need your thoughts and prayers this week because I am struggling with this. And then I get like 8 people emailing me back being like, oh my gosh, it's going to be great. You're going to be fine. I totally get it. This has been going on with me this week. It just makes me feel so much better to have that sense of community. And I know when I first had my son, I wasn't in a group yet because it's hard. Like when you have new newborns, it's hard sometimes to get in a group because it's just, you want to be home. It's hard to get out and your kids aren't as active. And so sometimes it's a little weird to have a play date where you're all just sitting around nursing. I really appreciated when, just to go on a side tangent about that, when my son was really little, I would take him, our hospital had like a breastfeeding group, like a support group. And it was nice because we all just like sat there and we nursed our babies together and we could kind of talk about new mom things. It didn't have to be breastfeeding related topics and it was good. But I love having my group I have now that my son is bigger and mobile. And he's walking, guys. He's walking. Yesterday, well, not yesterday for you guys, but you know what? Whatever. Yesterday, he actually let go of me and like took 3 or 4 steps all by himself to get to somewhere else. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, it's like different when you plop them in front of someone and you like hold their hands and like pull your hands away and they take a few steps, but this was like him letting go and going. It was so unbelievably cool. But I love having my group now that he is more mobile and stuff because they've got younger kids and we can all play and we can sit there and chat and talk and vent. And it's just so wonderful to have some kind of group. But I know it is hard. It's hard sometimes to find one that you like and one that you feel loved and people are accepting of you. And so I hope I can provide or kind of fill in for some of you mamas out there that maybe haven't found your little tribe or group yet. And that's where you guys, please send me emails. Like if you want to talk something through or you just need to like send something out and you don't even care if I respond, you just want someone to hear your voice, send me an email. I will respond. Absolutely. homebasedpodcast@gmail.com. You guys send me some lovin' and I will, it doesn't even have to be love. It can be hate. Go ahead. Send me some hate. I may respond to that. I may not respond to it. I may crawl up in a ball and cry first, but I'll get over it. Toughness makes us all stronger. But seriously, I hope that I can kind of give a little bit of that to some of you out there and know that it's going to be okay. You just got to keep holding on and take those pauses in those moments and just, you know, be present. And I have had a few people like reach out to me on Twitter and ask me like, so when you say be present, like what do you really mean by that? When I'm talking about being present, I mean, you know, turn your phones off or turn them on vibrates, silent, whatever. Do phones still do silent? I feel like mine only does vibrate or ring. There's probably a way to put on silent. It doesn't do it automatically like they used to. But anyways, turn your phones off and, you know, turn off the TV. Or, I mean, if you're watching, you know, me and my son, we love watching Curious George. And we will sit down in the morning and he'll have his Cheerios and I'll have my bowl of Cheerios. And we love to sit down on the floor together and watch Curious George. You know, have those moments though. So when I'm saying be present, like pause whatever it is you're doing. Focus in on your kid. Your kid is your absolute focus. What they're doing, what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're doing with their hands, what they're wearing, what their facial expressions are, what toy are they favoring. You know, take in every single little aspect of it. And focus on them. Focus on them like you have never focused on anything before, you know, and just be there in that moment with them and be present. It's so unbelievably rewarding. And I'm saying that not just from being with my own son, because yes, those moments with my son that I'm absolutely present are insane. They're wonderful. But I'm also talking about when I was a teacher and I would just have those present moments with kids. Those are the moments that I remember forever. And I still remember, you know, this precious moment that I shared with this child and this precious moment with that one. And I always try to make it my objective when I was a teacher, if there are any teachers in the audience, is always made it my objective to try to have like a special, completely present moment with, you know, maybe one specific kid or two or three specific kids a day, not all together, but separately. I would just make it my goal, be like, you know what, today I'm going to focus on Matthew, Mark, and Peter, or, you know, I'm going to focus on Addison. What does Addison need from me today? What can I do? How can I be there for her? Ask yourself those questions and be present, pause, take things in. Nothing is as bad as it seems. I posted a picture on Instagram this past week, and I'm telling you guys, all this crap has just been like accumulating, and I feel like I'm gonna just snap over it. And so I felt like I needed a visual reminder on my phone. I do everything on my phone. Emails, I do everything on there. Outside of record the podcast, which I have recorded a podcast on my phone, but outside of that, pretty much everything is on my phone. And I was like, you know, I just need a visual reminder. And I was like, I'm going to make a wallpaper and I'm going to put it on my phone and I'm going to put the font in the text specifically so it can fit between my icons, okay? Because I have an iPhone, so there's like the row at the bottom, and then I only have like three rows on the top of the front home page, so I have like a gap in between. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a wallpaper. So I went on Google, and I love watercolors. They're just so soothing to me. And so I found an image of a watercolor picture that I liked. It actually is just like a little drip. And so I put it in a editing app that I have for pictures, which is where I make pretty much a lot of my, quotes and stuff for the podcast. And I put it in there and I just typed up something and I positioned it just right on the picture. And it is now my wallpaper on my phone, and it has been super helpful. And I wanted to share it with you all. So I did, and I loaded it up onto Instagram, so you guys can all go head over there and check it out. So where else, while we're slightly on that topic, where else can you go and find Homebased Podcasts, you ask? You can find it on Instagram and Twitter at homebasedpodcast.com. Or I'm sorry, that's the website. You can find it on Instagram and Twitter at Homebased Podcast. The website is homebasedpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, and please subscribe, guys. There's episodes like this one that I promise you need to save this, because you're going to need this. You're going to need this maybe over and over. I will probably go listen to it some other time when I'm having a, you know, cruddy day. I'm going to go listen to it and be like, see, you told all these people out there it was going to be okay. So if you can't believe yourself, then you're in trouble. So seriously, you're going to want to save it, and you can only save the episodes if you're subscribed. And I don't know if you guys know this, if you're new to podcasts, subscribing is free. It just means that the new episode pops up and you get like a notification each week. That's all it is. It's not that you're paying anything. It's totally free. Go to iTunes. And for you Android people out there, Google is going to have a Google Podcast coming out soon. So we're getting approved for that. So we should be super easy to find on Android soon as well. All right, guys. My little munchkin woke up. I got to go get him out of his crib and make him happy. Wasn't that super fast? Only like a 30-minute nap. It's brutal, I tell you. All right, but when we come back, I have a quick parenting hack for you guys this week and a mommy mantra that is way too sweet. Hi, buddy. All right, guys. Stay tuned. Hey there, guys. We're back. I have my little munchkin sitting here on my lap to help me close out the show, so I apologize right now if he, like, grabs my microphone or something. Yeah, I'm talking about you, big guy. So I think he thinks it's really funny that I have my headphones on. He keeps looking at me and laughing. All right, so our parenting hack this week is this awesome other podcast. I know, I listen to other podcasts. It kind of just comes with the territory. But if you all have not heard of Chalene Johnson, she is amazing. You've probably seen her on a ton of different fitness tapes. That's kind of what she's done for years. So if you've ever seen her like on an infomercial or something, she's beautiful and she's amazing. I love her. She's just super energetic. And her main thing that she does, she's kind of a crazy entrepreneur, but her main thing she does is really just like inspire other people. She's a wonderful public speaker, and she's just very spiritual and open about it, which I think is just incredible in this day and age, because I feel like people who are spiritual have to like keep it on the down low so as to not offend anyone. And I just don't think that's right, you know. It's part of you, and don't be ashamed of it. And you know, if people can't understand, as long as you're not like pushing it on other people, you know, I think there's no harm in embracing who you are. So I just love her because she's just all about being herself, and she's not afraid of anything, and she's just incredible. And she does this amazing podcast called The Chalene Show, and you all need to go check it out. Her episodes are relatively pretty short. They're normally between like 20 and 30 minutes, and she's super to the point, and she's awesome. And she had a great episode this past week called like How to Really Lose Weight This Holiday Season, and it was super motivational. And she doesn't like give you all these rules and things. She's just kind of like real blunt about it, like, if you want to do this, then do this and you're going to see results. So go listen to it, because it's super motivational, and I plan on trying to change some things around. So make sure you go check her out. She's pretty awesome. Chalene Johnson, The Chalene Show on iTunes. All right. Mommy mantra this week is super stellar. They're super stellar every week, but I think this one's super kind of cute and fun. And I'm pulling it up on Pinterest, and Pinterest keeps like crashing for me for some reason, and it's really obnoxious, because then you have to open it up and go find it, and I'm so sorry, you guys. You guys are getting so much color this week. Like, they always say it's good to, like, leave some, you know, mistakes and color in your podcast, but seriously, you guys are getting, like, a full-blown rainbow of my color this week, so I apologize. This quote this week comes from Irma Bombeck, and I'm trying to think. I feel like we've had one of hers before. She's just awesome. But this says, "What I had to realize was that my kitchen floor was an inanimate object, while my child was a living, growing being. The dirty floor would be there in 20 years, but not my child. I only get one shot at this, so I kept the house clean enough to be healthy, but messy enough to be happy." Isn't that so cute? I think it's super cute. And my child is, like, grabbing my microphone. I love it, and there's, like, a funny story to kind of go along with it. So my son, we try to let him, like, spend some time every night or where he's, you know, running around without a diaper on, doing some nakey time, kind of letting things breathe down there. And he, unfortunately, when he does this time, always seems to pee somewhere in the house. And thankfully, I think he had peed in the kitchen one night. And so it was on the linoleum floor, which was nice. But he had, like, sat down in it and had, like, rolled all in it. So he's, like, covered with pee. And my husband is trying to clean up the situation. And he, like, stands up my son and, like, props him up against the cabinet and then starts to clean the floor. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because in the meantime, my son is, like, you know, crawling away and is now spreading pee all over the house. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, you need to clean him. The floor is not going anywhere. And my husband, bless his heart, our brains function so differently. And he just totally did not think that way. And I just thought it was super funny. But I think it's so true, you know. Our floors and things like that, inanimate objects, they're going to be there, you know? It makes me feel better about my cleaning, for sure. Because it'll still be here. My dirty toilets, they'll still be there tomorrow. But this wonderful moment with my child is not going to last forever. Which I'm going to go enjoy my wonderful moments with my wiggly, wormy kid that is all over my lap. I think he's going to be on the radio someday. Runs in the family a little bit. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I hope it's been immensely helpful. Send me some shout-outs, leave me some reviews on iTunes, and everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Homebase Podcast. Love you guys. Bye!